Welcome to Vegas Dave's Dive.
Hello everyone, Vegas Dave Consolazio here. Thank you for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. And I am so excited for the launch of my new webpage, www.davesdime.com. How smooth is that? No more podcast this, blogspot that. davesdime.com. Now you can tell your friends about me without spraining your tongue trying to get the name of my website out. davesdime.com. Check it out. He's okay. He sucks. I laugh at him and feel better about myself. Whatever. davesdime.com. Spread the word. But more importantly than my little webpage, we have ourselves a Stanley Cup champion in the Detroit Red Wings. And it was a fitting end to the game. The Penguins scored with under a minute left to play to make it a one-goal game. The goalie was pulled once again, total chaos in front of the net. And it was Sidney Crosby who, with 3 seconds left on the clock, tossed a backhand shot at the net and forced Osgood to make a great save to lock up the Stanley Cup for the Detroit Red Wings. And I've got to say, nothing in sports, and this is once again not just me being hockey biased, nothing in sports beats the handshake after the series and the cup ceremony in general. Both teams, after so many games of animosity towards one another, meet at center ice and shake hands. And then the Stanley Cup, most prestigious trophy in sports, is handed out to the championship team, where the captain lifts it above his head and skates around the ice. He hands it off to a teammate who gets the chance to skate around with it. He hands it off to another teammate. It's just amazing. I can't help but well up when I watch it. And I can't even begin to imagine what would happen to me if the Los Angeles Kings ever won a Stanley Cup. If I saw my team lifting the cup, I would probably cry for about 3 weeks straight. And people would be throwing depression medication at me. I'd be like, no, no, you don't understand. These are tears of joy. I am thrilled. But I can keep imagining, because the Kings are still quite a bit away from that becoming a reality. I talked about the fact that it could easily go to 7 games, considering Pittsburgh's heroic 3-overtime comeback in Game 5. But the Red Wings dominated the series. They outscored Pittsburgh 7-0 in the first 2 games. They lost Game 3, came back and won Game 4 in Pittsburgh, and they barely lost Game 5. They were 34 seconds away from finishing it up at home. It's obviously true in any sport that winning the championship at home is significantly better, because you have tens of thousands of screaming fans cheering for you instead of booing or just politely clapping. But I tip my hat to Pittsburgh and their fans for the classy show that they put on. When you see the Stanley Cup ceremony going on, you can't help but realize that it's a part of hockey history, and it's a great experience to be there, even if it's not your team. But all the same, your team just lost. The other team is parading around with the Stanley Cup. For the amount of fans to stay and cheer for the Red Wings, I thought was very impressive. So, hats off to the Penguins fans for showing respect to the Stanley Cup champions. And moving on to probably the most ridiculous story I've heard in months. The Grand Prairie Air Hogs in Texas, this is a minor league baseball team, gave away a free $10,000 paid funeral to this woman named Elaine Phelps. And I had to read this story like 6 or 7 times to make sure that I wasn't insane, to make sure that I wasn't misreading something. All of the finalists for this prize, a paid funeral, arrived to the game dressed in black, dressed like death, so on and so forth. And I'm quoting the article here, the finalists participated in a pallbearer's race, a mummy wrap, and a eulogy delivery. Now, I know in Mexico they have Día de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, where you celebrate death and you celebrate loved ones that have passed on. We don't have any customs like that here in America. And if we did, I still don't quite see how it applies to a baseball game. Who in the world came up with this giveaway? This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. I know when I started this, I said it was a couple months, the worst story. But as I'm talking about it here, this has to be among the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. A paid funeral at a ball game? Take me out to the ball game. Hopefully I'll win a place to die. What? And I love her quote. This is Elaine Phelps. She says, quote, I almost croaked many times. God still has me around for a reason. To win a funeral. That's funny. That's clever. I like her. 60-year-old woman. She's wearing a neck brace because she just got done with surgery, but she lived long enough to win a free funeral at a ball game. And I just miss good old-fashioned bobblehead night. Maybe that's just me, but when I go to a minor league baseball game, if you could just give me a bobblehead of our top prospect, that'd be great. Or free Popcornopolis would be perfect. I really don't need death paraded around in my face at a baseball game. But maybe that's just me. And sticking with baseball, Edinson Volquez, again, Wednesday, struck out 8 batters in a winning effort. And it's just amazing that this trade over the offseason, that on paper just looked like a standard trade of a couple of solid prospects, has really come to define the league this year. The Reds sent Josh Hamilton, who was a great prospect but had battled drugs and suicide. He had a lot of issues that he was overcoming. The Reds send Josh Hamilton to the Rangers. And the Rangers send Edinson Volquez, who was another great prospect but had struggled in the majors. And it was kind of expected that he would be a bit of a project of sorts, that it would take a few years before he eventually met or exceeded his expectations. The Rangers send Edinson Volquez to the Reds. Fast forward to now. Edinson Volquez leads the league in strikeouts with 91, and leads the league in ERA with a 1.32 ERA. Every now and then you just have to define ERA, earned run average, average over 9 innings. Edinson Volquez, for every 9 innings he's pitched, gives up 1.32 earned runs. That is unbelievable. And so needless to say, hearing that side of the equation, you don't even have to hear the other side of the equation to know that Cincinnati got the better end of the deal. Until you keep listening. And you see that Josh Hamilton has the most RBIs in the league with 68. 68 compared to second place, who's still in the 50s. He has the most home runs in the AL, 17. And the fourth best batting average in the AL, 327. He's 10 points behind Hideki Matsui right now. and he has a legitimate shot at the AL Triple Crown. Not to be mistaken with horse racing's Triple Crown, which I'll be going over very soon. But it's just something that I wanted to bring up again, because you never see anything like this. This is so rare. All the time you see prospects move from one team to another. But I can't think of another instance that two prospects have been moved, and not one, but both, have not only come into the league and done a great job, but have come in and been in the top five of their position in the league. And it's just been fun to watch. And it'll be really interesting to see who ends up having the better season, if these guys can keep it up all season long, so that we can give one player the thumbs up and one team the thumbs up. Congratulations, it looks like you got the better end of this deal. And then it'll be really interesting to see over the next 5 to 10 years who got the better end of this deal. So I'll be giving you daily updates for the next 5 to 10 years on these two players. Just kidding. On that note, I'm going to wrap things up. Thank you so much, as always, for listening to Vegas Dave's Dime. You can email me at vegasdavesdime@gmail.com. And once again, start telling your friends. Spread the word. Davesdime.com. It's really fun to say that without all the dots and hyphens and slashes and stuff. Davesdime.com. Thank you for listening, and have a great day, everybody.